Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Dave Anderson back on the show. David is a six-year member of our Brain Trust. He is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of the Dave Anderson Learn to Lead organization. He's the author of a new book called Unstoppable, which is awesome. It's Not Rocket Science is another one of his books, and of course, How to Run Your Business by the Book is still my favorite. He's our good friend, Dave Anderson. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Great to be back with you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. Folks, Dave's one of the top thought leaders that I've ever met on leadership and on how to get your head right when you're leading people, whether that be a team in your organization or whether it be in the marketplace where you're a corporate leader, you're a corporate citizen, you're dealing with customers and helping them help their customers. Dave, what do you think is the prominent issue right now that people are having as we wrap up the most unprecedented years, clearly in my long career, which is even longer than yours? And unprecedented is the only word I can think of, and it looks like we're moving into 2021 with a little bit of hope from the vaccine, but still a lot of people shut down. What do you think?
You know, the clients that we've been visiting with, and mostly Jim, has been virtual. They have more employees with personal problems now, starting back in March. I mean, personal problems from employees have always been a fact of life, right? But they've been exacerbated these last 9 months. And so they have more people going through stuff that is affecting their work. And it's like, how do I deal with this? I've never had any training in how to deal with employees with personal problems. And if you think about it, I thought, well, I never did either.
Most small business owners have HR, but they don't know anything about HR.
Oh, that's true. That's just very true. And so I've been advising and doing Zoom virtual meetings with people on how to deal with employees with personal problems that are going through stuff, that have sick family members, financial difficulties, there's distress in other areas of their life. And you know, a lot of us don't understand our role, Jim. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the primary role we have to keep in mind as a leader, as a manager and owner, whatever role we're in there, is our role is not to solve the problem. Our role is to help the employee remain as productive as possible as they work through the problem. Now, that's not to sound not compassionate, but we can't take ownership of the problem,
right?
And that's what we tend to do. As entrepreneurs, what are we? We're problem solvers, right? So we're used to fixing things and solving things and moving on, and let's get this fixed. And so somebody brings us a problem. Well, here's the five things you need to go do. Well, we start to take ownership of it. We cross the line from being their boss to being their friend. We can lose our objectivity, and we can stop doing things like expecting enough from them or holding them accountable and things that actually hurt them in the long run. So we have to, our number one role is to show compassion, make yourself available, determine if there's any aspect of their job that's contributing to the problem, but ultimately it's to help them remain as productive as possible as they work through the problem. It's still their problem. You have your own.
Well, one thing that I was, as you were talking, I was thinking about, prior to the pandemic, we had these kinds of issues with employees anyway. I mean, every employee has their own issues at home, their own personal issues, just like the owners do. I have mine, you have yours. But
amen.
But we have to, this year, we have to differentiate between what's causing that problem the shutdown, the coronavirus, the fact that I've had to cut back on hours or pay, or our customers are more trouble or whatever? Is it that, or is this something she would have had or he would have had if we didn't have a pandemic? Wouldn't we need to be able to differentiate those things?
Yeah, I think that's real important. What something like a pandemic does, what something like a crisis does, is it magnifies issues that they had all along. It makes them far worse. If they had financial issues, it magnifies them. It makes it worse. If they already had issues at home, and now they're spending more time at home, it's probably going to magnify it and make it worse. And, you know, one of the things we need to do is, as I said just a moment ago, is there an aspect of the job that is contributing to the problem? Some people work with toxic people, and or they're being micromanaged, or they don't feel like they have the training, and they're over their heads, and they're stressed out all the time. And so we do want to determine if there's some aspect of the job that is contributing to it. We need to take
Hold on to that thought, David. I got to take a quick break. Right. We'll be right back with Dave Anderson and talk some more about how to be a better communicator in these days.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.